Hello, welcome to Black British Girl Talks Crime, Finance, etc., a podcast about crime, finance, and other things. Each week, I will bring you a true crime story or financial advice or just about life as a black girl in British society. Follow along for true crime stories, tips on budgeting or home ownership, and general insight into current events and black British life.
Hi everyone, and today I want to talk about the case of Kanika Jenkins, who was 19 years old when she left her home in Chicago at about 11:30 p.m. on Friday, September 9, 2017. She was going to a party at the Rosemont Crown Plaza Hotel with her friends. She last spoke to her sister about 2 hours later at 1:30 a.m. and the party was happening on the ninth floor of the hotel. She recently got a job at a nursing home, so it appeared that she was celebrating this event. Several witnesses at the party reported seeing her drink cognac, but didn't see her take any marijuana or other drugs, and this detail will become more important later. Another witness said that she wasn't acting like her usual self. She was dancing a little and then later appeared to be sad and would want to go and sit down. So about 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, Kanika's friends became concerned after they lost track of her and were not able to find her. So it appears that I think one of them went back to retrieve an item, and during that time they lost track of Kanika. So the friends told Kanika's mother, Teresa, so they called her up because they had Kanika's cell phone, and they said that they were in the car that she had been lent by her mother, Teresa, and they couldn't find her. So her mother didn't actually know, apparently, that her daughter was heading to a party. So Teresa went to the hotel about 5 a.m. on Saturday to help find her daughter. So Teresa asked the hotel staff to look at video surveillance, but was told they needed a missing persons report to do that. So then she said the Rosemont police told her to wait a few hours before filing a report to see if Kanika turned up. A missing persons report was then filed with Rosemont Police by Kanika's older sister later Saturday morning, and authorities notified the hotel that they were looking for her about 1:15 p.m. The hotel staff and management were actively canvassing the area at that time, and they looked at hotel video footage about 3 or 4 p.m. on Saturday, but didn't see Kanika. This is what her mother stated. Then at about 6 p.m, the family returned to the hotel and began knocking on room doors to see if guests knew anything. And the hotel actually called the police to complain about the knocking, and a responding officer felt bad for the family and agreed to watch the video footage again. So at about 10 p.m. now, officers reported that they found a video footage of Kanika near the front desk, staggering, from 3:20 a.m. that morning. And Kanika's body was finally found inside the hotel's walk-in freezer at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. Surveillance video clips were released of Kanika wandering around the hotel, including a kitchen area, on her own. But no video exists of Kanika actually entering the freezer, because when she walks towards the freezer, which she does, she sort of walks out of sight. The hotel has offered to pay for Kanika's funeral. And the spokesperson called Glenn Harston said, "Our hearts go out to Kanika's mother, her family and friends. We hope covering the funeral costs provides a small bit of relief for them." Teresa does not believe that Kanika would have been strong enough to open the freezer doors on her own. So, an autopsy was conducted on Sunday to determine the cause and manner of Kanika's death. And in October 2017, it was ruled an accident with intoxication from alcohol and medication being contributing factors. Kanika died from hypothermia after being exposed to cold, and toxicology tests detected alcohol and topiramate, an epilepsy migraine medication, in her system. Her blood alcohol concentration was 0.112, which is higher than the 0.08 blood alcohol concentration level that is considered as legally drunk for motorists in Illinois. But Kanika did not have a prescription for the medication called topiramate, but it suggests that it was used in a therapeutic manner, because the coroner said the amount of drug in her system was in the therapeutic range. Alcohol and topiramate are synergistic. This is what the coroner said. So basically, when they're combined, the effect of either or both drugs is enhanced. Topiramate, like alcohol, can cause dizziness, impaired memory, impaired concentration, poor coordination, confusion, and impaired judgment. So they're stating that combined with these two things in Kanika's system, the central nervous system depression or impairment can all occur, and combined with cold exposure can hasten onset of hypothermia and death. So it was ruled that it was an accident. And the medical examiner's office also said there is no evidence that Kanika was forced to consume the alcohol, the drug. There's no evidence of another person in the vicinity of the kitchen with the purse with Kanika, and there's no evidence of an altercation or interaction with another individual in the time immediately prior to this occurring, in terms of Kanika walking towards the freezer. And there was no other evidence of external or internal trauma due to physical abuse. So that was the declaration of Kanika Jenkins case. I would like to quote the following sources that I use, which is heavy.com, ibtimes.com, Wikipedia, and chicago.cbslocal.com.
Get your fix every week by subscribing to Black British Girl Talks wherever you get your podcasts. Any pictures or further information concerning each episode will be on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Black British Girl Talks. And as always, if you have any questions, DM on Instagram. Until next time, goodbye.